The apprentice blinked. He was standing, frozen, staring at the very spot where the bodies had once lain. There was no sign of them now, not even a bone. There was only the crystal, which had somehow come to be folded tightly in his hand. His face twisted into a snarl. He was trying to validate the vision, when it was nothing really but a dream, a fantasy. The truth was that he had been bothered by something ever since he'd arrived on Kashyyyk, an irrational feeling that something was wrong, which probably related more to his alliance with Coda than anything to do with his own past. Darth Vader had raised him. He didn't need to imagine parents or a home to give himself meaning. He was just fabricating a story out of thin air. But he had seen the skyhook in one of his near-death visions, a bright line extending high up into the sky, and he realized now that the figure standing in front of the skyhook had been none other than the girl he had met in the lodge. If his visions contained some truth, why not this one too? And the face of the Jedi Knight was the very same one he had seen while dueling Coda. Time slowed. The air felt as thick as honey. He strained against it, fearing that he was about to succumb to another hallucination, but he remained in control of his limbs. A shadow fell over the hut, as though a cloud had blocked the sun. He shivered and raised his hands to hug himself. Cold metal touched his skin. He looked down in horror at what had become of his fingers. They were artificial claws, like the hands of a surgical droid, with blades sharp enough to cut bone. His wrists and forearms were part flesh, part machine. The unnatural amalgamation continued up to his shoulders and disappeared under a high metal collar that protected his neck. What skin was visible on his wrists was blistered and scarred, as though burned many times over by ferociously high heat. More than just his hands and arms had changed. His clothes were different, too. Instead of the new uniform Darth Vader had given him, he now wore a ribbed vest of flexible armor plates and a series of leather belts around his waist. From the belts hung a series of grisly trophies. Lightsabers, most prominent among them. With shaking hands, he raised his metal fingers to touch his face. Metal blades touched armor with a piercing squeak. His face was hidden behind a mask, as deathless and horrible as his master's. A golden glow flickered through the honeyish air. He turned his masked head to face it and made out a dark silhouette walking toward him. His clawed right hand reached for his lightsaber, which he selected automatically from the many at his waist. It snapped on, casting a bloody red glow through the hut. By that light, a man in Jedi robes was revealed, tall and straight-backed. His eyes gleamed, containing sorrow and pity. Familiar yet unfamiliar, known and yet utterly unknown.